Yes, God bless you, Bride of Jesus. My name's Brother William Ekal, and I'm from LCA Nairobi, Toro. It's another day that our God has made, and we shall always rejoice in it. I want to appreciate whoever is listening, and may God really bless you so much. It's not easy to always stand for God, but because you were predestinated before the world began, you can do anything but do what you are meant to do. Praise Jesus Christ. Because you are meant to praise Him. You are meant to serve Him. You are meant to always follow Him. Praise Jesus Christ. And those who are not predestined, they are also meant to do their own things. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for His grace. Because we did not choose to be who we are. Praise the Lord. We did not choose to be His children. But He chose us. We love Him because He first loved us. Hallelujah. When we're yet sinners in the world, we're like, hallelujah, we're like lost sheep in the world without hope. Hallelujah. Oh my. We're just without hope, without any future. But God chose us before we're even in our mother's womb. Like the way He told, hallelujah, Jeremiah. He knew Him before He was even in His mother's womb. How our God is so wonderful. Praise the Lord. And today we stand here to glorify Him. We stand here to magnify Him because He first loved us. He came and He died for us at the cross. He chose you and me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just close our eyes and we go to the Word. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before Your presence. Father, may You, Lord, come down, Lord, and bless Thy Word, Father, because You promised, O God. And Father, every man's word shall be a lie, but Your word shall be the truth, Jesus Christ. And Father, today we know that Your word has never failed because it's the truth. But our words can always fail, but Your word shall never fail. And Father, Lord, we may speak 1,000 words and it will mean nothing. But Lord, when You speak only a word, Jesus Christ, even a word, Lord God, Father, Lord, it will be enough to us, Lord. It will do something in our lives. Lord, because Your word is satisfying. Lord, Your word is overcoming. Your word is everything that we need, Father. Lord, receive all the praise. Bless this day, Lord God. Bless the hearers of the word. Bless, Lord God, those who are sick, O Father, Lord, heal them. Lord God, mend the brokenhearted, comfort the needy, Lord God. Father, Lord, and make a way, provide for them, Jesus Christ. Lord, may Your name be praised always in our lives. Every step that we take, Lord, we give You the glory. Lord, I thank You, Jesus. Bless my life, Jesus Christ, O Father. Lord, if there's anything that is contrary in my heart, take it away, Lord. May I speak from a clean heart, anoint my lips to speak the right word. Lord, I thank You, Jesus. I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture. We are starting from the book of John, chapter 5, from verse 4. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Praise Jesus Christ. And then lastly, we are reading from the book of Revelations, chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says that, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunders, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" Hallelujah. "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him," hallelujah, "had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Praise Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. He is the mighty conqueror. And I have a title that we are more than conquerors. Praise Jesus Christ. Because our Father is the mighty conqueror. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. That's my title. Praise the Lord. For we all know that we are living in the last days. Praise Jesus Christ. In the shadows of the coming of Christ. We are living, hallelujah, in the last days. The oncoming judgment is at the hand. How every man shall give accounts for his own work. Hallelujah. What will you give account for? Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says that, hallelujah, if you gain this whole world, what will you give in exchange for your own soul? What will it benefit you to gain this whole world and then lose your soul? Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And for example, if you gain this whole world, what will it benefit you? Praise Jesus Christ. And if you lose your soul, what will you gain you? Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What will you give exchange for your soul? Hallelujah. The rapture is also at the door. Praise the Lord. It's just right here. And the Bible, the prophet said that rapture starts working in the inside of us, and it's working out its way. Praise the Lord. It's a revelation to the bride, and we know that we are at the coming of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The bride was promised so many promises. Praise the Lord. Many precious promises. And we stand by those promises today. We live by those promises today. We have hope that they can never fail. Praise Jesus Christ. And we believe that the rapture will take place before the tribulation period. The prophet always liked typing the natural to the physical. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He liked looking at the nature and could type it. Praise Jesus. He called himself a typologist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said that when you look at the shadows of something, then you have a general conception of how it looks like. Today we are living in the shadows of the coming of Christ Jesus. We noticed before the flood, not one drop of water had ever fallen on the ground. Till Noah and all that would be saved from the flood, the animals and everything, all got into the ark. And the doors were closed. Praise Jesus Christ. And that's when the end came. Praise Jesus Christ. And we see before one lamb of fire could fall from heavens on Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot had to leave the city first. Praise the Lord. And be altogether out of the way of the judgment. Praise the Lord. And you know, hallelujah, it is going to happen the same to us. When we are taken out of here, then the judgment shall take over. Praise Jesus Christ. Because God cannot do anything when his bride is here. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you know that the sins of Sodom were so nice, so appeasing to the eyes of the people at that time, till even the wife of Lot looked back to see. Hallelujah. And she turned into a pillar of salt. She admired the things of the world. And today I come to tell you that you don't need to look to the pleasures of this world. Hallelujah. Because you will turn into a pillar of salt if you look back. Hallelujah. Because they have no benefit to your soul. They are dangerous to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to look ahead. Praise Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus. Look at the attraction at the mountain. Because Christ is that attraction. Hallelujah. Oh my. At that Calvary's cross, that's where our eyes should be focused, because that's where the price was paid for us. That's where he paid the price. That's where he bought you. Praise Jesus Christ, with his own blood. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us, hallelujah, as a reference, to always remember the days of Lot and Sodom, the days of Noah, just for a reason, God being a just judge. Hallelujah. He will not spare this generation, because it's just exactly like Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise the Lord. God sent a prophet, hallelujah, to warn us, and that to flee out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that prophet is Malachi 4. Praise Jesus Christ, Brother Branham. Hallelujah. And those who will not listen to that prophet will all perish in this Sodom and Gomorrah, will get destroyed. And that prophet is Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. He came to call us out of this place. He came to warn us to flee the sins of this time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We should not be confounded with the things of this world. He came to tell us that. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And for the righteous, judge cannot judge the just with the unjust. Praise the Lord. Because the believer was already judged in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When Christ died at the cross, we were judged in him. Praise the Lord. We was in him. You was in him. Praise the Lord. And you were judged in him. Therefore, it would be unjust for the holy God to judge them again after he's already accepted our judgment in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It will be unjust. It will be unfair. Praise the Lord. The prophet said in the Mighty Conqueror that since the beginning of the world, man wants to be a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Man has always wanted to be a conqueror. Every time you can even look today, we find that people always want to rule each other. Praise the Lord. You find their look. You can look at the political world. Praise Jesus Christ. You find that people want to have authority. Praise the Lord. They want to have control. Praise Jesus Christ. And this authority is centered on themselves. It's not centered for the glory of God. Praise Jesus Christ. And that's why they don't always last long. Praise the Lord. Because it always fails. Praise the Lord. It has always failed until always failed. Because it is not centered on Christ. Praise the Lord. And that's why the prophet said that if you are to conquer, you have to have a right motive. Praise the Lord. A right intention. And when your objectives are right, your motives are right, then you can conquer. Praise the Lord. And you are conquering. Your victory will last for long. But if you don't, then it will be for a shorter time. Praise the Lord. A conqueror is one who has overcome his enemy. Praise the Lord. That's the reason I believe. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from the Mighty Conqueror. Praise the Lord. That's the reason I believe the scripture says that we are more than conquerors, because he has conquered. Praise the Lord. For us, praise the Lord. Jesus conquered for us. He conquered the grave. He conquered death. He conquered sickness. He conquered everything. He conquered the devil himself. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve. And today we stand as conquerors. Praise the Lord. Because we were in him when he was conquering. We were in him. Praise Jesus Christ. You were in him. I was in him. Praise Jesus Christ. And we overcame the devil. Today, that's why the Bible tells us that we are Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord. And Abraham's seed, God promised that every child of Abraham shall overcome. Praise the Lord. You shall possess the gates of the enemy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You shall possess the gates of the enemy. Whenever men conquer, they usually have a great celebration afterwards. Praise the Lord. There are so many battles and victories that have been won, have been conquered by many, but they don't last. Why? Praise the Lord. Those of Hitler, Napoleon, those great men of old, praise the Lord, to the world, have always conquered, but they didn't last. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they want to exist. Praise the Lord. They wanted to exalt themselves. Praise Jesus Christ. They wanted to uplift themselves. For you to conquer, your motives and your objectives must be right. It must not be self-centered. This game has rules. This game of life has rules. If you don't play the game fair, you are bound to lose. No matter how much a conqueror you are, you have to follow the rules of the game to be a winner. And if you cheat, you are put out of the game. No matter how good a player you are, the problem is that people never follow the rules of the game. The prophet talked of a great Constantine. Praise the Lord. The great Constantine. Before he went to war, he had a vision. He saw a white cross. And the voice came to him and told him, "By this cross, you shall conquer." Praise the Lord. And he went putting the cross on each of the chariots as they were going to battle. And indeed, they conquered. Praise the Lord. But because his motives were wrong, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His victory did not last. Praise the Lord. Whoever has a wrong objectives will never conquer. Praise Jesus Christ. They will never conquer. Hallelujah. You will never conquer by wrong objectives. You will always conquer by the right objective. You will never conquer by cheating. You will never conquer through proselyting in your church. Praise the Lord. You will never conquer by building denominations on other denominations. You will only conquer as you let down the bars. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Spirit come into your life. Hallelujah. Into your body. Into your entire body, because the Bible says that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost. If we let the Holy Ghost come upon us and lead us and guide us, and then we fellowship with the Holy Ghost every day, every time, then my friend, my brother, we shall be conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Of Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will never conquer as long as we are selfish. We will never conquer as long as we hate our brothers and sisters. We will never conquer as long as we rumor monger. We will never conquer, praise the Lord, as long as we don't obey the word of God. As long as we sin, hallelujah, hallelujah. God hates sin. That's what you have to know. We shall never conquer if we are friends of sins. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He conquered the grave, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ conquered the grave, hallelujah. And for that reason, The Bible calls us Abraham's seeds. Praise the Lord. Because we are Abraham's seeds through Christ Jesus, who was the royal seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. And today, we are conquerors together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We conquered the devil. We conquered the grave. We conquered death. We conquered hell. We conquered everything. And Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, say that death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? Praise the Lord. Grave, where is your victory? Praise the Lord. Why? Because Paul knew that he had already conquered in Christ Jesus. So the grave could not hold him down. Death could not hold him down. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He knew he will rise again. Right? Christ rose again. Praise Jesus Christ. And you know that you shall also rise again. We shall rise again. Hallelujah. We always hear of that song. I will rise again. Hallelujah. Death can't hold me down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they conquered. Hallelujah. They were taken, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But there came the mighty conqueror. Praise the Lord. And he was there in the fire. Hallelujah. Though there were so many people who laughed at them, they mocked at them. They threw them in the fire, expecting the fire to consume them. But my brother, my sister, there came the mighty conqueror. And the fire lost its power. The fire lost its strength. The fire could not burn them, praise Jesus. And it stayed, it burnt those ones who threw them in, praise Jesus Christ. Why? Because there was a mighty conqueror amidst them, praise Jesus Christ. Remember of Peter, praise Jesus Christ, when he was thrown in prison. Hallelujah. Remember of Paul and Silas too, as they were thrown in prison, praise Jesus Christ. They praised the whole night. They shouted the whole night. Hallelujah. They fellowship with the mighty conqueror, praise Jesus Christ. And the chains of the prison fell down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The gates of prisons opened, praise Jesus. And they went out. They shouted, praise the Lord. The mighty conqueror visited them, praise Jesus Christ. And today, praise the Lord, you remember even of Daniel, when Daniel was thrown in a den of lions, praise Jesus Christ, because he had a mighty conqueror, because he praised the mighty conqueror. I tell you, my brother, my sister, that the lions could not consume Daniel, praise the Lord. The lions could not even open their mouth to Daniel, praise Jesus Christ. Why? Because he knew that there was the mighty conqueror there. He knew that there was the mighty one there, praise Jesus, who conquered death, who conquered the grave, who created the lions, praise God. He who shut the mouths of lions, praise Jesus Christ. And today we believe that that same mighty conqueror, that same overcomer, praise the Lord, is with us, my brother, my sister. We just have to point our eyes always to him. We have to always trust upon him because he conquered for us. We have to believe that today he is going to conquer for us, praise the Lord. And he has already conquered for us. Every day, wherever we walk, praise the Lord, let's not be ashamed of him, praise the Lord. Let's know that we are possessing every gate of the enemy. We shall break every powers of darkness, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, all power has been given to you, praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All that was poured in Christ, all that was in God was put into Christ. All that was in Christ was put into the church, his bride, praise the Lord. And today, the bride of Christ is the voice of God on earth to speak the word of God to this lost generation. Hallelujah. And call out our people ready for the Lord, ready for the rapture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we appreciate you, Father. May bless each and everybody out there. Lord, may your name be praised. May your name be exalted. Father, Lord, bless, Lord, those who are, Lord God, Father, hearing this word of Father. And Lord, grant them the desires of their hearts, Jesus Christ. And at the end of it all, may glory come back to you, Jesus Christ. For Lord, how I thank you, how I appreciate you, Lord. Father, Lord, bless our pastor. Bless, Lord God, the elders of the church, the officers, Lord God. And Father, as we journey along this way, may you quicken thy word unto us. Bless us, O God, baptize us with the Holy Ghost every day. Father, Lord, I pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shalom, saints. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And good evening to one and all. So tonight, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear precious and heavenly Father, We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for this evening, an opportunity to read your word, Father, and for the few words that will be spoken behind it. Lord, may you bless it back at our hearts, and may glory and honor return unto you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. So today I'll read from three portions of Scripture. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Romans 5, from verse 1. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then Romans 8:28 to 31 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose, to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And then the last scripture is Galatians 4, from verse 1. It says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, and made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Praise be the name of the Lord. I want to take this topic, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Spirit. Praise be the name of the Lord. So I'll start with the Message Church Order, preached in 58. The prophet said, "We believe in justification by faith." Romans 5:1. "We believe that after a person being justified by faith, he has peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is possible that the same person could have the habits such as drinking, smoking, and doing things that he should not do, filthy habits of the flesh. Then we believe that the blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies this person for the service of the Lord. We believe in sanctification according to Hebrews 13:12-13, where Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gates. And we believe that sanctification is taught in the New Testament and meant for the believers through the New Testament age, which we are now living in." Praise be to God. "And we also believe that after the person has been sanctified, the unclean habit has gone from the person. He is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and his habits are gone. We believe that then he is a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which comes as a filling of the believers." Praise be to God. "It is just as many times as I've taught it, like picking up a glass out in the chicken yard. Justification is picking it up ready to use it with a purpose in heart. That's what God does to the sinner. He is still filthy." Glory be to God. "Then he is cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ." And the word sanctify is a compound word which means cleaned and set aside for service. In the Old Testament, the altar sanctifies the vessel, and it was set aside for service. So we believe that the Holy Spirit is putting the same vessel in service. Praise be to God that the Holy Spirit is not another step of grace, but more of the same grace that fills the believer to the extent where that signs and wonders, such as the apostolic gifts spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12, manifest themselves through this believer when the Holy Spirit comes in to take up the gift. I believe that the scripture teaches that gifts and callings are without repentance, that when we are born in this world, we are sent here by one purpose, that is of God, and that before we are even adults, while we are yet children, the gifts that we have of God is in us then, and only the filling of the Holy Spirit puts this gift into operation. Praise be to God. But we have them in the beginning, such as teachers and apostles and prophets and gift of tongues and the nine spiritual gifts according to 1 Corinthians 12. Now we believe that these gifts are in operation today. They should be in every local church. Although in such, we are found throughout the world that there is much fanaticism hooked along with people who profess to be apostolic believers, just as they are in other orders and so forth. We have fanatics. That has been all along. We have had those through the ages. They had it in the apostolic days. And as Paul said there that how that some had come and persuaded them away after the other doctrines and so forth. But in his own teaching, he said, if an angel come from heaven and will teach anything else than what he taught, let him be accursed. Praise be the name of the Lord. So what is the Holy Ghost? It is the life of Christ in you. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise be the name of the Lord. And the message, what was the Holy Ghost given for? The prophet said, In the cool of the evening, God would come down and commune with Adam and Eve. And there he lost that fellowship because sin would not let him do it. And then he was made flesh and dwelt among us in order that he come back again to man and live in man and restore man to a state of communion with him again and give him back his God-given right. That's what he did. That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. It is the Father, again, God, the Father dwelling in you, working out his plans to finish his plan of redemption, working through you, making you a co-worker with him, giving you a place, giving you a path for your fallen, lost brother and sister, giving you his spirit and his love, to go hunt the lost, as he did in the Garden of Eden. Adam, Adam, where art thou? That is what the Holy Ghost does to a man or a woman when it strikes into their heart and takes it is about. Praise be the name of the Lord. There is a thirst and hungering for lost souls. Praise be to God. So Jesus knew that there would be a great intellectual move, just like there was in his days. So Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I am coming again to be with you. I'll be with you, even in you, till the end of the world. Praise be to God. The purpose of sending the Holy Ghost was for God to continue his work through a bunch of people, to continue to manifest God to the world. That is exactly it. Praise be the name of the Lord, not by creed, not by denomination, but by the power of his resurrection, by making his word real, by taking his promise and standing on the side of the minority and believing God and watch the black skies move back and the power of God move in and take over. Praise be to God. That's what he wants. That's what the Holy Ghost was sent for. Praise be the name of the Lord. That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. That's what God sent the Holy Ghost for. The Holy Ghost came to give you power, power in prayer. Praise be to God. You take a person that's lived a good life, but they are always defeated. They are good persons, right? But they are always defeated. Praise be the name of the Lord. And they never get their prayers answered. You feel that little woman with the Holy Ghost one time. Watch what takes place when she goes before God. She is not defeated. She comes boldly to the throne of God, believing. Praise be to God. She has a right because she's a daughter of God by birth. Praise be to God. Take a little woman, a little man, so cowardly, the boss kicks him over the place and say, wait a minute now. Something changed in him. See, he's got the Holy Ghost. It gives him power. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Your life is full of power. It gives you power in speech. Glory be to God. Those people that was afraid standing out there, Peter, James, John, Luke, and all the rest of it of them, in Acts 4:31, the Bible says, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Praise be the name of the Lord. It makes you live a holy life. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost makes you live a holy life. It makes you man to turn away your face away from those half-naked women and quit lusting for them. It makes you quit smoking and drinking and want to be a big shot. It will take that all out of you. It will humble you. Praise be to God. That's what the Holy Ghost is given for. It is for a holy life. Glory be the name of the Lord. It makes you quit gossiping, make you quit playing cards and shorting scraps and all those things that you do around the corner. It will make you quit carrying on the way you're doing, living untrue to your wife. That's what it will do. It will make you quit those things. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that is exactly right. That's what it does. It makes you live a holy life. That's what the Holy Ghost power is for, is to set your affection on things above, where God stands at the center. Praise be the name of the Lord. The mind of Christ in you. You can't help from seeing those things. When you look at them, you turn your head away. Glory be to God. You say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Sure, you can't. But the Holy Ghost comes for that purpose. It comes to take it out of you. All of them, old habits and things that you're doing, the Holy Ghost comes to give you power. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That old backbiting, separating yourself, saying, bless God, I am Methodist. I won't have nothing to do with them, old holy rollers. The Holy Ghost comes to take that out of you. And there is no excuse. That's what it comes to do. That is the purpose of God sending the Holy Ghost, so that you would do those things that you would walk after.
God bless you, Bride of Christ. By the names, I'm Brother Kiara Emma from Elshia, Mbare, and my precious pastor is Pastor Wilson Kamba. May God bless you all as we are going to speak about His word. So before we open the word, let us pray. Father, we want to worship you, give you glory and honor, and we want to say thank you for this time that we are going to open the word. We know that, Lord, every man can open the word, but it takes God to bring it into understanding and to reveal it unto us, Father. May you come and fully open it, Lord Father, for us, Jesus Christ, for the glory of your name, Father. Put us all together in one spirit, Lord Father. May your presence come down, Lord Jesus Christ, as we are sharing, Lord, upon your word. In Jesus' name, Father, we commit everything, Lord, unto you, and that your will be done in everything that we are going to do. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray and I believe. Amen. I'm not going to take much time. I'm going to go straight to the word. Our title for today is The Spoken Word Made Fresh is the Light. The Spoken Word Made Fresh is the Light. And we are going to read from the portion of scriptures. We are going to start from Genesis 1:1-3. Genesis 1:1-3, it says, In the beginning God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Then another scripture is Zechariah 14:6-7. Zechariah 14:6-7. It says, And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. Amen. Then the last one, we are going to read from the book of 1 John. First John 1:5-7. It says, This then is the message which we have. Amen. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is right, and in him is no darkness at all. 6 says, If we say that we have fellowship with God, with him, and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all things. Then the last scripture we are going to read from St. John 1. And that's going to be St. John 1, chapter 1. Then the verse is 6. Up to 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that the true light, which lights every man that comes into this world. My God. Rest the reading of the above word. Once more, we want to thank God for this time that we are here to share about His word. As I said before, the title is The Spoken Word Made Fresh is the Light. And Jesus Christ is the light. As John was sent to bear witness of that light, but he wasn't the light. And Jesus Christ is that light. And that light shines upon each and every man. And darkness cannot comprehend that light. As we have read in the scriptures, darkness cannot comprehend the light. And Jesus Christ being that light. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Word. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And remember, God put a seed in each and every son and daughter of his. And there, if be a seed in you, it only needs light to shine upon it for it to bring forth after its kind. And remember, everything will bring forth exactly after its kind. And remember, as the ministers of the Lord have been saying, we are Abraham's loyal seed. We have to bring first the original seed, which was there in the beginning. Because it's only God that is eternal. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows everything from Genesis to Revelation. So we have to be part of that God if we want to have eternal life. And that light, if it shines upon that seed, it will grow, it will spring up. It will even put on fruits depending on the seed which was put there. And we being the seeds of God, the sons of God predestinated all the way before the foundation of this world, we need to live a life that reflects the vine. Of course, remember Jesus Christ is the vine and we are the branches. And the first branch, that was the Pentecostal fathers, the apostles, they were able to write the book of Acts because they depended on the vine. That's the word. They never looked to and fro, but they depended on the word. No matter the persecution, no matter what they went through, no matter they were imprisoned, some were beaten, were chased away from the synagogues, but never did they give up from standing with the vine. By the way, my brothers and sisters, what you should know is, when you stand for the word of God, you're not the one standing. It's God in you who is giving you the strength and the courage to stand. And when you stand for him, he will stand with you. No matter how hard it is, no matter which situation you may be in, even there are conditions which are coming today to prove whether we are the real sons of God. All those steps unto perfection, there must come a condition to prove one by one whether you are a son or not a son. So in everything we do, let us look unto the word of God. Brother Branham said, "You don't see me, but you see the body. But there is only one way you can see me. There is only one way that you can see me and you can understand me. Otherwise, you will never see me, but you see the flesh." Oh, praise the Lord so much. That was Brother Abraham speaking. Because he had something internal in him. God lived in him, but I will only see this flesh. Everything that he was doing, he only had it from the Father. He depended on the vine. That's the word. He spoke on things that were in the word, and they came to pass, and people could not understand him because he had internal God, and he always looked unto this God to bring the life. Brother, it's the life that matters. Many people say we have lived the message. We are in the word. The devil does so, but it's only the life that proves so. That you are a son, that you are a daughter of God. So we should live a life that emulates Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord so much. You know, this God, sometimes you may sit down and think, maybe God does not love me, maybe he has left me. But remember, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Let them call you all sorts of names. In the schools, in the place of work, let them call you that you are about to become in sin. Remember, they called those names they called Noah when he was building the ark. He was telling them, it's going to rain. Let us repent. You come. We build the ark for that, so that we can be able to overcome the coming flood, because it's going to sweep. And it's going to kill many people. They never listened to him because of their own knowledge and their own intelligence. It's what they depended on. But the word is our absolute in this time. Remember even the days of Moses. They never thought that such a thing can happen. the children of Israel coming back to their promised land. But we have a home, we have a land, and Jesus Christ is the one controlling everything. So let us be encouraged, let us stand steadfast, knowing that the Lord who began a good work in us is going to bring it unto accomplishment. So we shouldn't be moved to and fro. We should not be worried over any situation. But let us look unto this God. Let us bring that life. Let people watch and see the life. I remember one day, Brother, when he used to speak about the word, he said there is one scripture that I fear to speak about. That if you say to this mountain that be thou moved, and you believe in your heart, you don't doubt anything, it shall come to pass. He used to fear to speak about that word. But one day, when he spoke a squirrel into existence, he came to know that God is real and his word is real. So my brother, my sister, the things that you're fearing to do is the enemy behind the fear. God did not give us the mind to fear, but we are strong and courageous ever standing. No matter the condition may seem that you cannot go through, but the Lord Jesus is there in every situation. He has never left you. Let us stand by these promises. Let us shake this world. Of course, there are very many promises lying in the Bible. But times have come too dark. Days have become too dark. You can even fail to differentiate who is a son and who is not a son. But by predestination, God gave you that knowledge. And it's only in the word that you will be able to recognize that this is right and this is wrong. But at the darkest hour, then comes Jesus Christ. The morning star will shine to its brightest when refracting the coming sun. Let us shine. We are the light. Let us wake up from sleep. Let us forget about everything that we are doing. Let us stand for this God. We are going to see him do mighty things. Sometimes they may come too hard. Like even brother, one time, the wife was sick and a tumor. But every time he could pray, the sin could just worsen. And you can reach him and say, "Lord, should I just give up on this God?" But he was preparing him for something better. So the situations you're going through do not determine your life. Do not say that this is what you're meant to be, but they are just preparing you for something better. God wants you to be a better citizen. Trials try to bring you up. That's what is going to help us to bring forth this life. So you shouldn't be worried over any situation. Stand. Pray always. Like in the book of Luke, Away to Jesus, where Brother Branham quoted, "And if Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches, and the first branch, church, that vine put out," they wrote a book of Acts behind it. "And the first branch baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And they had the living God among them that did the same thing among them that he did when he was on earth. Therefore, the people taken notice to them, so though ignorant and unlearned, that they had been with Jesus Christ because the life was through them." Brother, it's a life that matters. It's a life that matters. For Christ said, "I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of this world." Brother, time has become too tough that it only takes the grace of God for you to escape these days. The devil is on a rampage to see who he can go with, because he has come to realize that his time is over. So let you stand, watch, do not sleep, but pray always, giving glory to God, giving him honor, praising him always, asking him to strengthen you, asking him of things that seem to be hard. He will come right there. He will meet you at your point of need. His God will answer his prayers. Praise the Lord so much. So that's what we needed today. The life. We should reflect that life. This word should become living. The spoken word made fresh is the light. Everything here should be living. Every word in the Bible, you should bring it to pass. We should see every scripture coming to pass. We should see the dead rise. We have come to a time to see the sick being healed, to see the lame walk, to see those that are deaf hearing. Because if Jesus Christ be in us, what makes life hard? What makes things really hard? Christ cannot fail. There is no hard situation for this God. There is no hard situation for this God. So let us call upon this God. Let us awaken this Jesus. He is just there waiting for someone to call upon him. And remember, my brother and my sister, you have to stand as an individual in this time. Because if you want to say you stand by a friend, you're going to fail. But you and God, you are the majority. Stand always with him. That's only what you need to do in your life. And God is going to bless us all for the glorification of his name. For he is the life. Let us live a life that reflects Christ. As he was in the womb of the Virgin Mary, that very Christ should be living in us, walking again as he walked here when he came to die for us on that cross, doing the very works, the same things that he did when he walked once here on the earth. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have confidence. I am trusting this God because the Caribs and Joshua, they have gone and spied the land. They have come back, they have told us of what the land contains. And we have trust and we believe that God uses them. So if the land is flowing with milk and honey, we are going to fight for the land. We are going to fight for the land. And I know the victory is ours. In this victory, you stand alone, but the victory is ever ours. The Caribs have introduced them to us, the land, that there is nothing too hard, that it is very possible to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is very possible for the sick to be healed. It is very possible for you to be forgiven of your sins. It is very possible for you to receive salvation of your soul. So glory always will be going back to this order of ours. For we know there is God, all things are possible.